birthday, celebrating our 25th year.
Good day to you. It's 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Rich McFadden. Roberta is gonzo this week. Some of you may not know Roberta anyway, so not much sense in paying much attention to that. I'll tell you what does get attention and ought to get attention. Some of the, I was going to start with the outrage. Let's start with something good. All right?
I like that.
Let's do something that's good.
It's Monday. We have to get something good.
Right, exactly. And so what did I do with the story that I found that was good?
I filed it under. Don't need it.
I had something that was here, and now it seems to have disappeared. And I was thinking, wow, this is good. But now I can't. Never mind. I'll find it. At any rate, I can't believe the posts from people on this story about the two boys that decided they were going to become men by raping a 16-year-old girl at a party last August in Steubenville, Ohio, and the way on both sides the social media has played a hand in this, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Ken Kessler has been following this pretty much all morning. And I am pleased that he is calling out, as am I, the reporters on CNN and NBC who basically have tried to come down on the side of these two boys. The boys didn't apologize for raping this girl in their statements. They should stay in jail. I just posted, actually, on my daughter's Facebook page when I was looking at some stuff that she was doing over there, and I just decided rather than do it on my own, I'll put it on hers, how shameful this whole thing is in terms of CNN. Candy Crowley ought to be fired for the way this thing has been handled.
So take me through the story.
All right. Well, in essence, these two boys, the media coverage has been all over this thing. Steubenville, Ohio is the place, the big football town. Mm-hmm. They're called the Big Red Team, the state champions. And as a result of that, these two boys, 17 and 16, were local heroes. So they go to a party in August. They rape this girl after they get her drunk or after she is drunk. There are all kinds of pictures and testimony at the trial from boys who said that they were, and these boys were friends of the two football players, other members of the team. They were doing outrageous things to her body in the backseat of a car, moving from one party to another.
And she's out of it. She has no idea.
She's gone. Right. She's completely out of it. And so they are found guilty in a jury-less, judge who was a traveling judge, came to town during the week. They conducted the trial through the week and over the weekend. He, without spending a whole lot of time thinking about it, declared they were both guilty, that they should both spend at least a year, one of them a year, the other one who was found guilty of the second crime, that is posting pictures and videos of this girl as she was naked on the floor. He got 2 years. Many people say they will stay in the detention center until they're 21. I say throw away the keys. What say you?
I would say throw away the keys as well. I think there's, it's sad to say that because these kids are so young, but, I mean, you have to make
an
example.
No, it isn't sad.
Well, I mean, it is sad. No, it's pathetic that they're this young and their life has been thrown away because
they're
stupid.
Well, they made the choice.
I know, and that's something you have to make them an example. You have to. I mean, we actually had something similar like this happen at my high school, and no one ever got involved.
Really?
It wasn't quite to that extent, but it was not right. Mm. And none of the to my knowledge, I don't even think the girl ever said anything. I think people were just talking about it amongst themselves on campus, and how sad to have to live with that.
Well, they do because of the way the men in the this football society, they push the girls around because they don't want to ruin the parents in this whole thing. I was disgusted reading what they said. You know, I have no use for football, and everybody knows that. I'm interested to know from, we have a half a dozen stations in Ohio, do you think I'm on the right path here, wrong path? 888-302-3684. A lot of action on both the Twitter side of things and Facebook. Kenny Kessler is following that. Now, at first, we were focused on a lot of the people that were going to our site who were on our side of this, but there are a lot of excuse me, a lot of tweets, a lot of people in various social media who are they're after the girl, like the boys didn't do anything wrong.
Well, look, she has to take responsibility for the fact that she was so drunk that she was passed out and bad things happened to her. But that still makes her a victim. You know, there are lots of girls that have had too much to drink and have passed out and have woken up the next morning and been okay. It's just, you know, I mean, yeah, there's a small level of responsibility. But, she's still the victim here. How can you not be? How do people not see that?
Kenny, what do you have? What are you following there? And Jen, maybe you go to our Facebook page and see what's going on. But Ken, generally speaking, what's going on either side of this?
Well, most of the reaction is anger directed at CNN for the way they covered this. Oh. But I just came across somebody has been collecting some of the tweets from people who are on the side of these two rapists, and it just makes my blood boil. This one in particular, the Steubenville story is all too familiar. Be responsible for your actions, ladies, before your drunken decisions ruin innocent lives.
Ruin innocent lives.
Oh my gosh. My God. How do people... these are the people that support the football. And this is football at any cost.
I think it even goes beyond football, though. This is telling of our society and still the role that women take in it. You know, it's not 100% equal yet, and we have to remember that.
All right. Your thoughts and comments as we move on. The Pope makes his public appearance. I guess this was what I was thinking was the good news. I think I really like this guy.
Mm-hmm. So, see? I knew one day we could make you like the Catholic.
It doesn't have anything to do with being a Catholic. No, it has nothing to do with him being Catholic.
The Pope,
I just
then.
Like the fact that he's setting the example that he's setting. And because both of you are Catholics, I wonder how this is sort of working on you. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Good Day program at 13 past the hour. There are a lot of you who have gotten up a couple of times during the night. You've gone to the bathroom. Evan, can you pull down Kenny's? Thank you. The essence of whether you get up once a night, twice a night, a lot of people, a lot of men are up now in their 40s and 50s and beyond several times a night. The night's rest is ruined. A healthy prostate means less urge to go, and the less frequency, the better the flow. An interesting sort of a...
It's like a poem.
Right, it is, right.
A haiku.
The better, the more urge to go, the better the flow or whatever. No, the less urge to go, the better the flow. How about I tell you about PT9? A healthy prostate means the new PT9 with six, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 natural ingredients, Jennifer, shown in clinical tests to do the things that are necessary so that you have a peaceful night and a good rest. Help you make it through the night. More women call for this product than do men. I've talked about that before, but it is all these products that are around that are good. Like, this is the newest thing on the market, PT9. It has some testosterone in it as well. But for the most part, it deals with your prostate, and it keeps you from getting up during the night. So if you hear the story about this formula and you think this is good to try, how about you try it by dialing 800-811-6931. How about that for a deal? 800-811-6931. PT9 comes with an introductory half-price trial offer and a six-month money-back guarantee. So why aren't you on the phone right now to take care of this problem? If you've been up during the night and it's because of this, here's the way to solve the problem. Call this number now, 800-811-6931. You're looking for PT9. That's the product. Healthy prostates come from using PT9, 800-811-6931.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kinda scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
All right, so the good news is Pope Francis is on the job, and the way I read it, he's proving to be full of surprises. Yesterday, early in the day, he made an impromptu appearance to the public from a side gate of the Vatican. He was dressed modestly, waved to the crowd outside of St. Anna's Gate, shook hands with parishioners, kissed babies. He gave a brief unscripted homily at a mass later in the day. Then he made a window appearance up in St. Peter's Square. He delivered off-the-cuff remarks to a crowd of 150,000. He spoke about God's power to forgive. And I wonder how that would play into our angst regarding these two boys in Steubenville, Ohio. We're all full of anger. It's shameful what happened. But on the other side of it, I was reading the comments, Jennifer and Kenny, of what the mother had to say, because the girl didn't show up at the end of the trial. Mm-hmm. One wonders if, in fact, we have some pity on them. Is that for forgiveness? How do we take the Pope's message and turn it into something with regard to these football players?
Well, I think the religious message, or the message that God would want to do, is to not live with anger in your heart and to try to forgive people.
How about we
forget
about God?
That doesn't mean...
Do we as human beings forgive these two kids?
I think the goal is that eventually, even when you have something committed upon you, that you try to forgive so that you don't have to carry it around. Mm-hmm. Because I think when you end up as a victim, when you play into a victim mentality, or when you carry around a lot of negativity from whatever crime was done to you, you let the person that victimized you keep winning, I think. Mm-hmm. But so I think it's a good message to try to forgive. Now, can you forgive everything? Can this girl forgive this? Not probably for a long time, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just amazing how many stories there are every day. I'm seeing something else here about these six guys in India who raped a Swiss tourist. What is there about men and their uncontrollable need to have their way with women? How does anybody in their right mind think this is acceptable or okay? Yet there are these stories every day in and out, not just in our country, but all over the world, where men just think they can do whatever they want to at the expense of women. Anything that they want to. It's pretty horrendous when you think about it. 20 minutes past the hour and good day.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except,
wait to stay longer.
Yeah, right?
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings?
Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Years of audio radiance for our radio audience. Doug Steffens, good day.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Afraid of Kim Jong-un.
Wait a minute.
We gotta get to the right part.
Gotta get to the right part.
And play around all day.
It's a happy little song.
Remember, she's afraid of the big bad wolf.
Like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. Where's the part that says who's afraid of
me? I
built
my house of stone. I built my house of bricks.
I'm sure we have the right song here.
We do. This is right. It's just, this is the, this, these are the three little pigs telling you why they don't like the big battle. There you go.
Time to play. Time to play.
Time to get to the point of this.
And play and laugh and fiddle. Don't think he's sore. I'll be safe and you'll be sorry. Then the wolf comes to your door.
Get ready. Get ready.
Yeah, here we go. Who's afraid of Kim Jong-un? Kim Jong-un? Kim Jong-un? Who's afraid of Kim Jong-un? Who is a... Well, apparently, no. It's a long time to get to
that. That's Dennis Rodman at the door, by the way.
Apparently, there are those who are beginning to wonder about the mental stability of Kim Jong-un. The statement,
duh,
behavior.
I mean, come on.
He's 28 years old. He doesn't seem to have a clue. He's ready to rattle the sabers around. And so what's our response? We're going to spend $4 billion beefing up the warheads on the West Coast so we can shoot down any missiles that he might aim in our direction. That's what the United States response isn't to try to talk to him or get closer to him one way or another. But, you know, regardless of whether he's off his rocker or not, our first response is pugilistic. Our first response, and maybe there's a good reason, maybe this makes sense. We got to protect our shores from a madman. We have 27 of these nuclear warheads that are on the West Coast that are capable, intercontinental ballistic missiles, of knocking down anything that might come from Russia or China, or in this case North Korea, headed in our direction. So now we're going to put another, 14 along the coast here and there so that we'll have a better chance. We'll have 44 of these things from Southern California to Northern Washington to protect our shores. Some people may think that that's a good idea because the guy is crazy. and capable of most anything. Maybe it is the right move, given that we don't want to go to war with them. It just seems like here, once again, the military-industrial complex wins. And we lose. The taxpayer loses. 888-302-3684. All right. So normally in this part of the program, we have a laugh or two from some of the late night comedians. Here's Jay Leno.
Well, New Jersey officials say that one of their state's landfills smells so bad they had to use an industrial-strength deodorant on it.
Yeah.
They said it works. They're going to try it on an even bigger dump like a Carnival cruise ship. You know, see if it works. Folks, it's happened again. Yet another Carnival cruise ship has broken down with no power and no water and overflowing toilets. You know, the only good thing about taking a Carnival cruise, even Somali pirates won't try to board them out. And Ang Lee, you know Ang Lee, the director?
Yeah.
Ang Lee is now doing a movie about a guy stuck in the middle of the ocean on a Carnival cruise ship. It's called Life of Pooh. You don't want to miss that.
Life of Pooh, I like that.
He is the best by far of all these late night guys. And the fact that they want to diddle around with him, or NBC thinks Jimmy Fallon is better. I mean, I have a little more room for Jimmy Fallon now than I used to, but he's no Jay Leno under any circumstances. All right, so we've had a little, we've had all kinds of emotions this half hour. More to come on Good Days 28 After.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Recently, the TSA announced new rules for air travelers about what we can bring on the plane. The new rules allow passengers to carry on certain types of pocket knives, but box cutters and razor blades are still banned. We can also bring on sporting goods, including pool cues, hockey sticks, and ski poles. And get this, the TSA is now allowing you to bring not just one, but two golf clubs on board. Flight attendants are not particularly pleased about this. In fact, their real concern isn't about terrorists. It's about drunken passengers swinging a nine iron. Now, the idea behind these new rules is to make security lines go faster so the TSA can focus on bigger threats like explosives. In my book, this wasn't the most reasonable decision. After all, that bottle of water is still banned, and most of us still have to take our shoes off when we go through security, but what good is a golf club if we're still lacking common sense? For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
You can apply for financing on a five-piece living room set at a big furniture store, or you can get the same five-piece living room set at Rent-A-Center. So what's the difference?
Unfortunately, you don't qualify.
Why not?
Well, it looks like you bounced a check back in 1987.
With the Rack Flex plan, everyone's pre-approved, and each agreement includes a 90-day same-as-cash option, so you never have to worry about credit rejection.
I'm not rejecting you. The computer is.
Rent-A-Center.
See storefront sales. Pre-approved means no credit. Check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction. 90-day same-as-cash. Not valid in Vermont.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good day, celebrating our 25th year.
33 minutes after the hour, another half hour of the Good Day program as we focus on the situation that we are presented with on this Monday, the 18th of March. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler coming up in this half hour discussion of psychological medications. Also a bus ad that's getting a lot of controversial attention in San Francisco, and the CPAC. Here, Richie's there. Richie's in Washington. CPAC used to be more important than it is. Jennifer, are you paying attention?
Political action, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're somebody who is on that side of the street.
Yes, I am.
I used to go to these things and think they were great.
I'd like to go one time. But it was kind of, I mean, what I think is interesting is it kind of shows you how the party is trending. And I think the big news here is that Rand Paul had the filibuster that was heard around the world because he is now most popular guy in school. And everybody's saying that the Republican Party, to heal itself, needs to start thinking like he thinks, which is a win for the Tea Party or those with more libertarian ideas. I think it is probably the way the Republican Party needs to heal
itself. Well, what is it? Is it? Does the Tea Party have more libertarian? See, I don't get that. I was a Tea Party person when it first came out because I did think they were all about libertarian ideals. But libertarian ideals keep your nose out of personal business, and the Tea Party doesn't seem to want to do that. They seem to want to stick their nose into people and their private lives, which is not where most of the country is going. And as long as the Republicans continue to embrace that sort of thinking, as many of the people who were apparently featured speakers at CPAC this weekend, they all want to tell you how to live your life, and most people your age, Jennifer, Kenny's age, Richie's age, mine, doesn't make any difference how old you are. This is old. These people are like fossils. They're relics of a time long gone by that has no relevance to the majority of Americans. So the Republicans want to win. They need to stick to and it probably showed its face with Paul Ryan, who had the right message when it comes to fiscal matters and the budget and that sort of thing. But then Joe Biden trapped him in this discussion of his Catholic point of view during the debates, and he looked ridiculous. People don't, they're not tolerant of people who are intolerant. So Under the circumstances, Rand Paul seemed to have been the star. I thought it was interesting. Chris Christie, this is what brings me around, Richie, to wondering, because you and I went to CPAC stuff when I was first around. I used to go to him and do the program.
I've done years of it, yeah.
Yeah. And so, and you had one host that was there.
Well, we have several hosts here that go to it, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, the point is that Chris Christie was nowhere to be found. Rubio...
Because they think because he stood next to Obama, he ruined the
election. He lost the election.
But isn't that stupid?
For the Republicans.
If I was the governor of a state that needed assistance, you better believe I'd be standing next to President Obama, whoever.
Well,
whoever
I don't think anybody holds anything against him for standing next to him, but hugging him and embracing him. And
what's wrong with that?
You're my pal. That's where they thought he may be have crossed the line.
But who thinks that? I mean, Obama may be.
This is the problem, is that Karl Rove is the puppet master behind the most recent rendition of the Republican Party in the last few years. Karl Rove's been the guy. And I think everybody, including our friend Sarah Palin, who even addressed that these consultant guys, these people that are controlling things, kind of services no longer needed, you know?
Well,
I mean, let's move something along here. It's about the country more than just the power of what direction we're going to go as a party.
Let's go this one more rung on the ladder, okay? In the last half hour, we talked a lot about the rape trial in Ohio. And how the men involved, parents of football players, men who ran the community, tried to discount what this girl had to say who was raped. And so as I make my observations, this is the first time, and I'm not a genius for making this observation, but I'm happy to underscore the fact that men still rule or run the world. There are all kinds of institutional barriers that hold women back. There are a lot of women who have improved their odds of success by acting like men instead of acting like women. And I think that that's the case with Hillary Clinton. It may be the case of Sarah Palin. It may be the case of lots of women who feel like in order to get ahead, they have to be more like men. That's my read on it. You can agree or disagree as you wish. But I just, to me, this is another example of the dark side of our reality. So having said that, anybody is welcome to say yes, no, you're right, you're wrong.
Well, I think we judge women. I think we judge women in politics and in business a lot more by their looks than we do men. Mm-hmm. So I think you have a lot of women, maybe like Hillary Clinton or whoever, who want to dress in a very androgynous manner because they don't want to be judged for their looks. Yet by doing that, they get judged even harder, I think, by most men. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think, I don't know if that's just a societal thing that we judge women on their looks more than men.
We judge all people by their looks.
We do.
But men
but
get
women
away
get
with
the harder look.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. There's a lady who runs.
You don't have to look any farther than president to see, you know, when's the last time you saw a non-tall, good-looking president
right.
In the White House?
If Eisenhower were running today, he wouldn't win because he didn't have any hair.
Right.
That's, you know, basically it.
Although bald is in.
Is it?
Yeah, bald.
Shaved
bald.
Heads. Shaved heads.
Yeah.
Shaved heads are in.
Right.
Not bald. Shaved heads are in. So the lady who runs Facebook for Zuckerberg...
What's the difference?
...is the author... What? Because bald men often leave their hair on the side of their head, and they don't look as clean as if you shave it all off.
Okay. I'll go with you there. I'm down with that.
Anyway, this lady, Sherry Sandberg, who wrote the book Lean In, has been interviewed a lot in the last week or so, and she wrote, by the way, the book's called Lean In, Women, Work, and the Will to Lead, aimed at changing the conversation from what women can't do because of men to what they can do. And she uses herself as an example, given the fact that Zuckerberg is younger than she is and not really clued in as to how to really run a business. He had an idea, but he didn't know how to run the business. As we can see in example after example, he wasn't.
And
really
thank
true.
God she here at 26 is here to help us.
Really?
Phew. Somebody with experience, my goodness.
Well, but anyway, I mean, is what she's saying right? I mean, look at the. There is improvement to be sure for women. 21% of the Fortune 500 CEOs are women. Women hold about 14% of executive office positions, 16% of board seats. If you're a black woman, you don't have as much of a shot at this as if you're a white woman. Look at the number of women in Congress, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's improving, but is it improving fast enough? And that's kind of, I think, a question to ask. Is it not? Is it improving enough, more rapidly enough, or does it need more attention?
I think it needs to be top of mind. I think we always need to give it some attention. I do think it has improved, and I do think it's improving. But, you know, these things that we're expecting to change are societal thoughts.
Right.
You know, they're part of the culture, and that just doesn't change quickly. Yeah,
I don't think you do.
A little bit.
It's just awareness. That's all.
Awareness and education. You know, back in the 50s and 60s, women, after high school were expected to what? Get married, have kids.
Right.
That's not the expectation anymore. So when they are in school, it's college and then career. And
more women are in doctoral programs to become medical doctors, to become PhDs, than men. And it's the largest group coming along in a long time. I think that's probably a good thing. 888-302 Doug. Email to Doug@DougStephan.com or to Rich@DougStephan.com or Jennifer@DougStephan.com or Ken@DougStephan.com. In a moment, we'll check and see how some of these things are showing up on Facebook and Twitter social media connections here. This Thursday, from 6:30 to 8 p.m., visit your local Home Depot for a free workshop presented by Lutron. You'll learn the easy installation of Lutron energy-efficient lighting sensors and dimmers. These are very cool devices, by the way. A lot of people are putting them into their homes now because we want to have a little less light here and there. The bathroom is a good example of where I put one of these Lutron dimmers. Thursday night at Home Depots across the country, you can visit for a free workshop presented by Lutron and how to use their equipment. 17 for the hour on Good Day.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll Paper Towel 6-Packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer ends 3/23/13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Discover card?
Yes. Hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right. Every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
After the story about the girl and the rape, we're going to tell people to drink responsibly. Good for you. 15 before, that's my...
Actually, that's good advice, though.
Yes, it is.
It is good advice.
Where we get
you know how
of
they
trouble.
Throw it away at the end of the spot. And it's interesting to compare those sorts of spots with all the drug spots that are playing now, where half of the spot is why you shouldn't use the drug, right, whatever it is.
Could make your head explode.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. By the way,
there's
a story at DougSteffen.com today about the disturbing things we need to know about psych drugs and soldiers, that sort of thing, because we have a lot of stuff. I mean, I think this, the handling of the rape by the news media and other things that show where right is wrong and wrong is right, fiction is truth, war is peace. Those who fight the wars are subjected to their own house of mirrors with all of the pharmacological treatments that are being provided, and I put that in quotation marks, to our soldiers and veterans. There are all kinds of stimulants, antidepressants. It's a natural, well, it seems to have been the natural way to go, but it isn't, because of what's happening. There are a lot of facts that you should read about these drugs and soldiers and suicides that are posted at DougSteffen.com. I'm not going to go through all of them now, but I'll give you one. 33% of U.S. Army on prescription medications at the moment. Did you know that? 33% of the men and women who are in service to our country in a uniform are on some kind of drug.
Well, how does that compare to the, what I'd want to know is how that compares to the population.
Do you mean like blood pressure drugs? Or?
No. No, that's not what it is. Psychotropic drugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like I'd like to know what the population is, because how does it compare to just regular people as a whole?
Good thing to check out, Jennifer. I'm glad you asked the question. This is the poll, by the way, today at DougSteffen.com. Nobody's going to know since the poll is anonymous. So are you or any member of your family currently on some kind of psychological medication? Richie, we won't tell if you tell us that you are. Jennifer, we won't tell.
I was. No, I was up until, I don't know, a few months ago. I was taking stuff for anxiety.
Yeah. And how are you doing now?
I'm very anxious without it, by the way. But, hey, I'm trying.
I am actually, every Friday night, I have to take two dogfish head ales.
Good for you.
Yeah, and they call me right down.
Here's another governmental. This program specializes in taking the government apart piece by piece. Here's something that we missed on Friday. I don't know if you've heard this or not. The National Institute of Health has given $1.5 million to Brigham and Williams, I said this before, Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston to study why lesbians are fat.
Huh.
Three quarters of lesbians are obese and gay males are not. This is an issue of high public health significance, says the National Institute of Health. That's why they gave $1.5 million to study this. And I got to tell you, when we look at the reality of the budget and the deficit and how much we're wasting money, I don't know that I would say this is a waste of money, but is it a priority today, this month, this year, to find out when lesbians are fat?
I never thought about that.
I know. It seems like there might be other things we could study first, but hey, why not?
Hey, why not?
I'm curious as to why.
You want to spend $1.5 million of your time? How many people worked hard?
No, I don't want to spend a nickel of my money to find that out.
No.
Exactly. You don't want to spend tax money. But, I mean, it's
but strangely, I am curious.
I know.
Why lesbians are
fat.
Do we want to spend tax dollars? No, but you're right.
Why don't we just have a happy hour and chat with everybody?
Right,
say,
exactly.
Hey, listen, what's your diet include?
What's your problem? Exactly. All right, 10 before the hour and good day.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
You can apply for financing on a 5-piece living room set at a big furniture store, or you can get the same 5-piece living room set at Rent-A-Center. So what's the difference?
Unfortunately, you don't qualify. Why not?
Well, let's see. It looks like you bounced a check back in 1987.
With the Rack Flex plan, everyone's pre-approved, and each agreement includes a 90-day same-as-cash option, so you never have to worry about credit rejection.
I'm not rejecting it. The computer is.
Rent-A-Center.
See store for details. Pre-approved means no credit. Check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction. 90-day same-as-cash. Not valid in Vermont.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Talk time at 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All of us are interested in technology, so let's pay attention to our reporter Shelley Palmer as he talks about Samsung's newly unveiled Galaxy S4 in just a moment here on Good Day.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Now that Samsung finally unveiled the Galaxy S4, does it live up to the hype? The hardware is nice, but it's not revolutionary. It's got a quad-core processor and a 5-inch screen with better resolution than the Retina display that Apple ships. It's got 2 gigs of RAM and up to 64 gigs of memory, which can be added with a micro SD card. But software is where the GS4 really stands out. It runs Android Jelly Bean and has features like AirView and AirBrowse, which use gesture controls to scroll through photo galleries galleries or websites. Smart Pause will pause your video if you look away from the screen. Samsung also included some of its own software on the phone, like a health tracker and a translator that supports 10 languages. The Galaxy S4 will be available by the end of April, but no price was announced just yet. Samsung did a great job with the S4. I'm just not sure it's as world-changing as they believe it is. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
New car?
New Honda Accord. Rearview camera and Bluetooth hands-free link.
You're so into technology these days, LOL.
Most people are.
Why, DK? You going through a midlife crisis?
No. Hondas hold their value better than any other brand.
A lot of guys compensate for their age with techie gadgets. NBD.
Get a Honda Accord with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at the Really Big Spring event, now at your Honda dealer.
The Bluetooth word mark and logos are owned by the Bluetooth SIG, Inc., and any use of such marks by Honda Motor Company Limited is under license. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So many sports fans can't wait until March and the madness that ensues. But between all the teams, the stats, the scores, do you have all the time necessary to keep up with your brackets? Brian Osich finds out there's one way to beat the clock and to score big during the sports season this spring.
Is college basketball fever ruining your work productivity? A survey by MSN reveals that 30% of U.S. adults plan to spend 3 hours or more per workday following the tournament, and 1 in 10 admit they'll even call in sick to watch the action. Vox Sports anchor Aaron Andrews.
College basketball is heating up, and it's critical to have all the information you need at your fingertips. MSN.FoxSports.com has the latest and greatest sports scores, photos, video, brackets, and more.
The survey also found more than one-third of people have their laptops by their side as they watch the tournament at home.
Speed is not only important for the players, but also for fans to get in the know quickly on the latest news. Fox Sports on MSN for Windows 8 loads 7 times faster on average than other major online sports sites.
Check out the speed and comprehensiveness of the all-new MSN for Windows 8 at Microsoft stores across the nation or at allnew.msn.com. That's speed. Sports Now from MSN.
Yeah, we're into technology a lot in this segment. There's a 3-year-old girl who wanted to play Donkey Kong. Did you see this? She wanted to be the princess and to save Mario instead of the other way around. So her father, who worked as a video game developer for one of the big companies, I guess he worked for Nintendo, he hacked into the game and created a new game just for her with the roles reversed.
That's awesome.
Yeah, take that.
Well, we're back to girls and boys, right?
Well, that's kind of like the
equality and all
the
that
movie
stuff.
Wreck-It Ralph, is they take the girl hero and they put her in a bottle somewhere and then she ends up escaping, and it's kind of the same thing.
Right. Girls rule, Jennifer.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, 59 after on Good Day.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.